is the Self-Preservation Society. This is the Self-Preservation.
Hi, guys. Thank you for joining me. And it's Jeff again with another quick blog. While I am in the mood to, have a good chat about the sorts of problems we find out in the world as men. And just really from my own experiences as a 58-year-old man trying to help guys out there. And this blog particularly is for young men who may be at the moment feeling a little sad. They may not have a girlfriend, all this sort of thing. So I just want to talk about my experiences of females, which is what this blog is all about. And my last blog was really dealing with the forces of nature, evolution, and that type of thing. And so, I think we have to keep that in mind always. Evolution, is so, so important to the way humans behave and the way females behave. So I think what I'm going to start off by saying is that as a young female, she quickly realizes the power of her sexual power and her body, her physical body. And she doesn't have to do anything. She just wakes up and there we are. She's got this sexy body. And I think she quickly realizes the power of this. I think as we read from the Esther Villar book, she knows the power of her body from an early age. Now, so she needs to use this power, the sexual power, to get what she wants. And that is the main thrust of this blog, is that a woman, a female, will always get what she wants for her own best interests, for her own happiness, her own well-being, and for her own ability to have children. And the irony is that actually the female is a very weak creature on the whole. I'm not saying that all women are weak, but there are a large chunk of women are weak, and they need to use whatever they can to get what they want in this world. And they are particularly good at getting what they want. And the way they do it is that they use men to get what they want. And men are happy to be used in many ways by women. Men are the worst of culprits, really, in giving women their power. Because without men, women have no power at all. So she needs to manipulate and, convince a man to provide for her, and to, the stronger creature needs to be manipulated to provide for the weaker creature. And I think at a young age, young girls are pretty much very tuned to this. They're very tuned to getting what they want and using whatever means necessary to get what they want. And most times that will be their bodies and their, using their bodies for attracting men and boys or young men that they find attractive and that they are, hopeful that they will be able to get something from the man or the male. So you'll see that play out quite often. That young girls are very good at feathering their own nests. They're very good at having fun. They really are. They're great fun. Young girls are great fun, and they're really good at getting the best out of this world. And they use their bodies to get the very best that they can out of this world. And you will find girls and women will be ensconced in a multi-million dollar house, because she not particularly because she's got any skill or any work that hard to get it, but she's got a man to do it for her, so she can get incredibly powerful. And the man, the hapless man, is the one that gives her all the power. All the power is given to the woman by the man. So, it's a real irony here that actually the female is an incredibly weak creature, and she can't really get much traction in life without a rich man or a man who's willing to work and provide these material luxuries that she desires. And so she will set about to get that what she wants. And the poor hapless man at the end is at the end of the day manipulated to provide and to get her into a position of power. So if you're a young man listening to this blog, I can tell you this, that women are very good at getting what they want. They will use their bodies to they will lie down. It's the easiest thing for her to do, to lie with a man who she finds attractive and she thinks might be able to provide for her. And the big problem here is that girls having this ability to have fun and get the very best for themselves, they do, and they will sleep with multiple men to they will sleep with multiple men to try to find the best one, or to just experiment actually at the young age. They're just experimenting and having fun, all of this thing, this sort of things that go on in university. The university girl, she is there for fun on the whole, apart from learning. A lot of them are there for learning, but of course they're there for fun also. So these girls, they hook up with multiple guys on the whole that are alpha enough to attract, the sports, the baseball captain, and the Chads and the Tyrone type characters. They will lie down easily for these types of guys. They're charismatic and they're confident, they're tall, muscular, that sort of thing. They will easily lie down for one of these guys, and or they may even have gang bangs and all this sort of thing. Coming to the difficult part really now, and that is that if you're a young man and you meet one of these girls, well, any girl frankly nowadays, the problem is, and this is the problem, that she will have had sexual experiences already, multiple sexual experiences. She may have had the Chad and the Tyrone type character, the alpha male type character. And so I think what you've got to realise as a young man that really, I think quite honestly, the game can be over at a young age already. I'm going to sort of put a figure on it, a sort of 20 to 21 year old male. If he meets a girl that sort of age, she's well already, been had a lot of sexual experiences with men or males. And I think this is the biggest problem of all, because they have this set standard of what they expect and what they find as a turn on. And then I think they get quite hooked on the Chad type characters. I think that they do enjoy sex, and they do enjoy the Chad with the large penis, and this type of guy who can sort of take her and make her orgasm, and even multiple orgasms, that sort of thing. It takes her to a higher plane. Women have this sort of ability to, when they orgasm, they sort of reach this sort of ecstasy for a while. And I think that feeling of ecstasy and being with a very masculine guy, they find it like a real drug. Some girls, they get hooked on this drug, and they constantly chase the Chad and the Tyrone. And that's what you see nowadays. And you see girls, very tattooed up now. I think from a young man's point of view, of course, all of this was happening when I was a young man, but of course, I had no idea of any of this. So I just like a blue pill idiot, went along and thought that, girls might have had the same, number of partners that I might have, a very low number of partners. But of course, that's just me projecting onto what I think is the likely case. And of course, that's not the case at all. These girls, they can easily have multiple partners. By the time they are 20, I would say they will have had multiple partners. And a lot of these partners, I think they're just for a quick fling. They're experimenting, and they're looking for the most exciting and most muscular, handsome, and frankly, I think a lot of them do look for a large penis. Because it's of, that's that they feel like they're with the top tree man, a top tree, whether it be well endowed, or whether it be financially well endowed or muscular and all of this sort of thing. So quite often, the football team run through these girls at university. But it's not just university. I think girls just have this ability, especially even, I mean, as I say, when I was young, it happened. Of course, I was totally idiotic, and I had no idea. But I think it's been multiplied now. I think girls go on dating apps, and then they think they're going to get the alpha Chad, and they think, they're that's their quality and their standard, or that's what they expect, the Chad. But oftentimes the Chad doesn't really want any of these sort of perhaps ordinary looking girls, and even maybe pretty girls, and just wants a quick fling. And girls want a quick fling as well. Let's face it. Let's face it. The girls look for a quick fling. They are at the phase of experimentation. So, coming on to being a man and being a young man in this situation, you will be highly likely to try to date one of these girls who has a standard set at one of these alpha type men or boys. She's going to have little respect, I would say, straight off. And she's going to treat you pretty shabbily, I think. And I think that's quite shocking that even at a young age, I'd say, even at 20, 21, I think you're sort of running quite a running a gambit, really, to be in a relationship with a girl. In actual fact, I think it can lead to a lot of problems, a lot of emotional pain, or if you feel really attached to this girl, I think all I would say is that the only thing you can do if you really do want to be with a girl is to live in the moment. I think that's all you can do is live in the moment and enjoy the company of the girl and enjoy the time you spent with the girl. But you've got to always live in the moment and not expect anything from it. And indeed, if you do expect something from it, if you expect something from it, you might well get yourself attached to one of these girls. Secondly, I think that feminism has been rammed down their throats from an early age. So I think it's downright difficult now for young lads. When I was young, I, as I say, I didn't know that it was going these things happened. I didn't know that girls could easily have multiple partners at a young age. So nothing has changed, nothing really changes, and nothing new under the sun. It's just that I think it's just that the society is degraded to the point now where and the technology has enabled these females to on Facebook and other apps, social media apps, to actually say hi to a guy, or a guy can say hi, how are you? How are you? Hi, how are you? It can go from there quite quickly. So it's a horrible situation, really. All I can really say is that the main thing I can say is that these girls are often they get married and if you get into a longer term relationship, you may notice these sort of traits. You may notice that the respect maybe is not that great. All I can say is, if you do meet a girl, make sure she's very placid and gentle, and very kind, and has there has to be loads of attraction as well, I think. But a lot of these girls have got an attitude, and that they can fly off the handle, and they can be aggressive, and they can be disrespectful. So those are the main things, this disrespect. And also, as you get on with the relationship, you may notice that slowly by slowly, the girl seems to want to take control of the man. And then this is the difficult part about a long-term relationship and marriage is that after a while, slowly by slowly, the girl or the woman will assume control of the living arrangement and assume control of the setting, dates and setting where you go with the girl. You'll be getting involved with her family. You'll be sort of, going to her family events. It will be all about her. It'll be what she wants, of course, all the time. It's always what she wants all the time. I think this is the difficulty of long-term relationships. But women naturally have this control freakery, and they have this need to control and to be as safe and comfortable as they possibly can. So there's an element of control that goes on in a relationship. You may not notice it straight away, but it creeps along at such a slow pace that by the end, she's already got control of you. It's very difficult to get away from this sort of level of control. And actually, I think most men get so used to it that they treat their wives like their mum. And the wife treats their husband like their son. It's quite incredible that you see these relationships where there's a sort of a mum-son dynamic going on. And the sexual urge and the attraction long since departed on the whole, that you would expect from a short-term relationship. Those sorts of sexual attraction, it just dies on the vine, really. The urgency and that sort of thing, it dies on the vine in a long-term relationship or a marriage. So there we are. That's the main thing I wanted to get across. And I think, it's easy, very easy for a guy, and it happens so much, that he will abandon his own interests and he will abandon his mates and his things that he does with his mates. Because now there's children, now that's the main priority, the children, and working to keep the children. So quite often, men become totally cut off from their mates, and they drop their mates. And actually, I think this is encouraged by the woman to cut him off as much as possible, so he doesn't have any room to manoeuvre. So I think I can honestly say that's the situation I'm in, and it's very difficult to suddenly go from being married to being a strong and independent man. So really, I think it's a warning to you younger guys of what to look out for out there. The only thing I would say actually is that when you get to an older age, things start, health problems start bubbling up, and I think it can happen as early as 50 years old. You can start having some sort of fairly major health issues. So you've got to remember that when you are in a situation where you need help, in hospital, and you need help, maybe in the home and in hospital. This is a time where you do desperately need some help. So for myself, I desperately need my wife to help me with my medical issues now. So really, it's a sort of like game over now. So if you do have a be a bachelor, I think you can live a great life. You can have a great life. You can have, great mates and great times and travel. But what I would say, it's very important to bear in mind as you get on, as you get older, you will need somebody there for you to help you medically and to help you around the home and this sort of thing. So bear that in mind after what I've said. You do need somebody there to help you when you get older. You need somebody reliable who's going to be there for you. This is where a wife really comes in into her own, really, at older age, and through difficulty. I think she can be supportive. So if you want to be a bachelor, you really have got to replace that sort of level of care with another individual, maybe male or female. But you do definitely need somebody to, unless you feel strong enough to do it on your own, you do definitely need somebody to help you in hospital and around the house as you get older. So something to bear in mind. You may decide that you want to pay somebody to come and look after you or to help you. But I think it's very important to have somebody there who really cares for you. It might be a si sister, it might be a brother, it might be some friends. You might have made some good friends. In actual fact, I would say you definitely would have made some good friends. If you hadn't decided to get married, I think it would be obvious that you would actually concentrate on finding some very good and reliable friends who will be there for you. And that's the sort of thing you must look for as you get older. So there we are. I think that's what I wanted to say, and I hope it's helped some of you younger guys. Just live in the moment with a girl, enjoy her company, and don't look into the long term. I would say try not to get married, try not to have a long-term relationship if you can, try not to let her move in with you. Just have some very, very good friends. And I think that's, as best as you could possibly get to have a wide circle of good friends or even a small circle of good friends. So I hope that helps. I hope it's not stating the bleeding obvious. I just thought it'd be nice to get this off my chest and maybe help some of you younger guys as well at the same time. All right, so I'll sign off now. All the best, and thanks for listening. I'll speak to you in the next one. Bye for now.